If you believe that a school is inadequate and that Ofsted methodology is a reliable method for judging the quality of teaching and learning across the school, when Progress 8 is new, it has its flaws. You may have 1,000 students in your school and Progress 8 is looking at the attainment and achievement of 200 schools in year 11, for example, after their 5 years in secondary school. If you believe this is a valid method for judging the overall quality of life in school, in all the work that a teacher does, then with all due respect, you are part of the problem. If schools are judged inadequate, why on earth would anyone want to work there? Some methodology must be taken into account where there's a level playing field, where inspectors that come in and judge a school are held to account for their own decisions and are put in place in that school to help that school get out of that category. A solution is to remove the four categories, as I've gone on many times before, to have two grades. You're either good or you're not yet good, and you're on that path to being better. If an inspector or team come in and judge the school to be not yet good, one of those inspectors must be the lead inspector for the next inspection and has to subsequently revisit that school over a period of time to ensure that improvements are in place. Please, 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 can we stop all this nonsense about rapid progress? If a school is judged requires improvement, is 2 years really enough? If a school is getting the best results ever in its history and the goalposts are keep changing, and yet the school is still judged to be requires improvement or worse because the goalposts have changed, is it really an inadequate school?